We're just really disappointed, and I think I'm disappointed more the way we played than the outcome of the game. I don't want to take anything away from Virginia. I thought their kids played really hard, but we didn't look like a very well-coached football team out there. We didn't play very good. Our pass protection was awful. And, I mean, it's the same basic gap protection. We're trying to run two-man routes. It's ridiculous. And then on defense, we couldn't stop the run. I mean, that's the bottom line. They ran the ball for, what, 233 yards? And they held the ball. I had no idea what the time of possession was until I looked here. It was 36-23. So we had a hard time getting them off the field. And then we had two very short drives by fumbling the ball. The very first time we had the ball was ridiculous. I mean, that's a love bump, and we lay it on the ground. The defense comes out and does a nice job holding them. But we never got any continuity, never got anything going with the running game. It was just disappointing the way we played.
You were in a good position coming out of the first half with the lead, and you get the ball to start the third quarter.
Yeah.
And then you just sort of fell apart.
Yeah, we miss a read. And I don't even remember what we did. Bust a play, I think, on the second play. Maybe we tried to throw a hitch that should have been converted. It wasn't converted. We were our own worst enemy. Then the next time we get the ball, we fumbled the ball, just too soft with it. I really thought the guy had the ball on the ground. They took it away from him on the ground. But that happens. You got to hold on to it.
Had to be tough with Gotsis going down first defensive play of the game with Jabari already out.
Yeah, well, Adam has been our best player on defense. And he's kind of a leader out there, so sure, that didn't help.
Coach, do you think your team came out flat after the emotional run over Florida State?
I don't know. There wasn't a lot of energy really in the stadium. And we talked about that. We knew it. We talked about it. Yeah, that's no excuse. You just got to play. I mean, when you've won three games, you shouldn't be flat about anything. We've got a lot of young kids. And it, you know, I've done a very poor job of teaching them what it takes to win. In the locker room, we've got guys who are still talking and giggling about a play that happened in the second quarter, or did you see this, or I'm doing this. It's like high school, you know. And so we've got to be a little more intense and that kind of thing. And still the bottom line comes down to turnovers. You know, that's what it comes down to. If you win the turnover battle, and we talked at halftime, I told our guys, whoever turns the ball over in the second half, the other team's going to win. You got to value the ball. We go out there and give it up right away.
Defense against the run game, it seemed like a lot of times – we were in position to make the tackles, but
we missed a ton of tackles. We missed a ton of tackles. Their back's a good back. And the play that killed us was a speed sweep that we worked on all week, and we had guys rolling down out of the secondary and corners that are supposed to be firing, and we couldn't get it done. Guys couldn't get off a block.
It seemed like you guys got behind the secondary a few times.
Yeah, a few times, yeah.
Got the ball out there.
And
what did you see out there?
They were playing the run, and you know, the one we missed in the third quarter there in play action, had the guy on the post wide open. It was huge. I mean, huge. We had a couple guys wide open, and we missed. And that time was one of the time we had protection. We, you know, we just didn't make a play.
The run blocking. I mean, what did you see that? I mean, obviously they were having some trouble just getting plays going. What did you see out of the way that Rodgers has been blocking?
Who was having trouble?
Well, it seemed like the line was having, getting.
I think the option plays, we didn't have the ball a whole lot, which was our own fault. You know, when you fumble the first drive away and then you fumble the second drive away in the second half and they're consuming 7 and 8 minutes when they get the ball, there's not a lot of turns. We didn't, you know, I thought that when we ran the option, Clinton hit one big play on the pitch. There wasn't a lot of big plays. Some of it was misreads. Some of it was blocking.
Jabari, what was his?
He's been suspended for two games for violation of team rules.
If there was any bright spots out there. June and Lynch made some big plays for you to try to keep you in the game.
Well, Clinton made some plays, but clearly not enough. Another key one was in the fourth quarter down in the end zone when I don't know how that's not pass interference. I mean, the guy ain't even looking for the ball. They can find me if they want, but that's ridiculous. He's face guarding and running into the guy and everything else.
I don't know if there's much more you can say about the injuries, but obviously, you know.
We lost Brian Chamberlain in the second half on the offensive line. Freddie was beat up. The quarterback was beat up at the end, too. And then on defense, you know, losing Adam and was a killer.
Do you know anything about his condition yet?
No.
Anything else?
The Wildcat seemed like it looked particularly early. There's something they were going to. Was that tougher to defend in any particular way for me?
It should be like anything else. I mean, it's the stuff we practiced. I think guys got caught up, you know, in some eye candy and not keying what they're supposed to be keying. And the touchdown after the turnover, we had a corner, it's man-to-man coverage. Just turn the guy loose. I mean, well, that was man coverage. He just turned the guy loose for whatever reason.
Two more.
Did you see what happened on the play to Severn, the touchdown, 30-yard touchdown after the fumble?
Yeah, that's what I just said. The guy turned him loose. It was man to man. Yeah.
Anything else? All right, Coach, thank you.